Are you ready, Linda? All right, can you hear me? I want to welcome everybody to the April 23rd, 2013 North Salt Lake City Planning Commission meeting. We have everybody here but Brian and Kim. Did anyone hear from?
He'll be here.
Brian should be here. And Kim, did you hear from Kim? Okay. All right, but we do have a quorum, so let's get going. First item on the agenda, we always allow anybody in the public who wants to make any comments or ask a question that's outside of the agenda, any of the agenda items. Is there anybody out there that wants to come forward? And no? Okay, that's easy. Item number two, I've been told by Ken that we're going to table this.
I suggested that she table her application tonight, so we don't deny it. We keep it. Same sign she's proposing and use it as a pole sign or a monument sign or some other sign on Center Street. So we'll continue to work with her, and this one may come back.
Do we have to make a motion on tabling?
I would suggest you make a motion to table it.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to table item number two in consideration for conditional use permit for the Orchard Lanes located at 30 South, 130 East, until the next meeting.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Number three, consideration of a master sign plan amendment for the Hampton Place Apartments located on lots 1 and 2 of Foxborough North, Plat 16. Jeff Bennion of Brighton Homes is the applicant.
Thank you, and I apologize for Linda for that first item, not talking into the microphone. So, anyway, sorry about that.
I tried waving you over there, but...
This is an amendment to a signage scheme for the Hampton Place Apartments. They have approval for a series of signs already. And so, as you read probably in your staff report, they're making some adjustments to that. They're increasing the size of their leasing sign, their marketing sign out on Redwood Road. And it will now be a kind of a double-sided sign. And they're asking for some temporary banners, which we think are fine, and then a change to their location of their monument sign. So let me just go over quickly what they're asking approval for. They would like to have, as I said, this marketing sign. It's an 8-foot by 16-foot sign on Redwood Road. It would be placed about in the center of phase one, or maybe in the upper half of phase one, on their frontage on Redwood Road. And then the sign would actually move, or at least that's what's been represented to me, down to phase two when they get to those buildings. I would point out with respect to this sign that they have asked, and the DRC has agreed, to change our recommendation number one in this way, that instead of the sign being removed within 1 year after the first certificate of occupancy, we would change the word first to final. And we discussed that at some length in the DRC meeting and felt that that was an acceptable change. They have a year in their current existing master signage plan. They have a year to remove the sign that was previously approved, and so we think that's fine.
And there's nothing in our packet that has that an example of that marketing sign. Is that true?
That's true. I don't know if you have a sample of what it will look like. Or
okay.
Yeah, so so normally, you know, what they look like is it's kind of, I mean, we show that to you a lot of
rent.
Times. But
for rent.
It would have a phone number, a leasing, it's a leasing marketing sign, okay. Similar to what you see out here. Normally, doesn't require Planning Commission approval.
Okay.
It is in this case because it's part of an overall master signage plan.
Gotcha.
Scheme. The second item has to do with the banner signs, and we would recommend a condition there also that they would be removed within 120 days of the last certificate of occupancy on the apartments, so they would not last as long. They would also, we've made it clear to the applicants, we would not allow those to be located on a roof of a building, but they can be located on the sides of buildings. So the third condition is just that they would not be on the roof or covering windows or doors. So that is with respect to the banner signs. And then you can see the location of the monument signs. There are two monument signs on Cutler Drive at the entry to Phase 1 and a monument sign on 900 North and Redwood Road. Those are good-looking signs, and we think they'll be an enhancement to Redwood Road.
Okay.
So that's all I had.
All right. Thank you. Does the applicant want to add anything? Come forward. State your name and... State your name and serial number.
my name is Jeff Binion, and I'm here representing Brighton Homes and the Hampton Place Apartments. And I just want to thank you and Ken and Allie and the staff for spending a lot of time with us on these issues. The most important element of an apartment project is the marketing. Without tenants, we're not going to fill up 210. We were approved initially, but these tweaks we believe make the sign plan that we have for Hampton Place just a little bit better. And I apologize for not having the leasing sign. It says now leasing in capital letters, has the phone number, has some very nice colors, has our logo on it, has a rendering of one of the buildings, and an arrow pointing to how they can get to the project. So it's a delightful sign and something we've paid a lot of attention to, and we appreciate your consideration of the recommendations.
So apparently, I'm unfamiliar with this business, but apparently that's still the best way to market, putting people going down the highway see signs like that and go, I'm going to rent there, as opposed to looking on the internet or...
It is, I would say, in the top three, depending on the location of the complex. Craigslist and KSL in our market do very well. Drive-by and then internet connections and search engines.
Interesting.
All those would be the top four. So,
I wanted to ask about the monument sign. If I understand correctly, you're removing one of the monument signs from Cutler Drive. You're moving it to Redwood Road. Does that seem like... what's going in the place of where that monument sign was? Is it just going to be grass on that one side, or is anything replacing where the monument sign was?
One thing, we've not made a final determination. You will note we have different types of signage in the project. We have the two monument signs on Cutler Drive, and then we have what I would call, for lack of a better term, I guess single post or pedestal sign at the 900 North entrance to each side of the project, excuse me. And one thing we have contemplated is replacing the portion of the sign that we're losing in moving it with an additional post sign, which has a plaque on it that states Hampton Place Apartment Homes. So if we determine to do that, we will come back for to see what the reception was to this initial plan, and it would be within the overall signage kind of genre or scheme that we've put forward. So,
okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody have any other questions, issues? You don't have anything, Ken? No. Okay. Anyone want to make a motion?
All right, Mr. Chairman, I'd be glad to. So I will move that the Planning Commission approve the master sign plan amendment for the Hampton Place Apartments located on lots 1 and 2 of the Foxborough North Platte 16 with the following three conditions. The marketing sign on Redwood Road must be removed within 1 year after the final certificate of occupancy is granted to the Hampton Place Apartments. Number two, marketing banners to be hung on the buildings must be removed within 120 days after the last certificate of occupancy is granted to the Hampton Place Apartments. And number three, no banners may be hung from the roofs of the buildings or cover any windows or doors.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Do we have any more discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Okay.
You might want to ask what they need.
What, I didn't hear what you said. Oh.
People just came. As we were discussing this, I just had this vision.
Whoa. Great to sit next to you.
Randy Cassidy's apartments in Foxborough, don't they have a big banner on their roof line?
They do.
Oh.
I mean,
that's
like
a code enforcement issue that we will be addressing.
Put those dots together. All of a sudden, I'm like,
yeah.
On that one, it wasn't allowed either.
More than a vision. Yeah, that's an illegal sign. Never
Oops.
Grandfathered.
Well, I've heard. This gentleman just told me that I've heard that when you're in an airplane, that's another way to find an apartment. You look down.
Oh, well, you can see it. You can see it from the road. When you're driving by Redwood Road, you can see it.
Because when I'm flying, I'm thinking of a place. Where do I want to move?
Exactly. Right there on that roof. All right.
Jet-setting crowd really wants to move to those apartments, I hear.
Approval. The fourth item is the approval of minutes. We've got from two, so let's do the March 12th minutes first. I wasn't there, so but I did read them. Does anyone have anything on page one? Page two? Page three? Nothing? Bruce?
I read it, it's fine.
Didn't find any spelling errors?
Oh, there aren't any spelling errors.
They're getting better.
It's good, yes.
Hyphens?
Hyphens, anything? No? Okay. So we need a motion on that one. Or you want to do them together? No, let's do them one at a time.
Yeah. I move.
Okay.
We accept the minutes of the Planning Commission meeting of March 12th, 2013, as drafted.
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, on the March 26th, 2013 meeting, anybody got anything on page one? How about page two? How about page three? Ryan, there's a lot of stuff on.
And I read through it. I'm happy with
okay.
it.
Okay.
You agree with what you said then?
And
still?
I agree
what you
with
said.
What I said still.
You said a lot that
night. It's like, wow. That's a smart guy.
Page four.
You're welcome.
Page four.
I didn't see my name beside it.
Okay.
I move that we accept the minutes from March 26th.
Okay. I'll second. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries.
Speaking on that topic, somebody's gone around and passed out flyers door to door in Foxborough saying attend the city council meeting. So FYI to the city council member in the room. You may have some Foxborough residents. It actually kind of arrives at a good time because you're doing the general plan. So everybody's going to show up and talk about the general plan.
We haven't announced yet, but there's an open house.
It's on there.
Is it on there? Okay.
Yeah, they had our planning commission meeting. Okay. They had city council. They had open house and another city council or something. I don't know if you've seen it.
So are they coming for the general plan?
It's really they're passing it out, Matt, about potential development on the Campbell property. But it just so happens to mention the open house and the general plan and stuff. So
good.
I say, hey, the more they learn about the general plan, the happier they're going to be at what we're trying to do for the city. I mean,
when is the open house on?
So that's going to be the first Tuesday in May, May 7th, right? 5 to 7. Before the planning commission, or before the city council meeting. And it is the general plan open house. The council has had the final plan for a week. You can look at it at the website. The chapters are up to date.
What is what's the time?
The city council had a work meeting on the plan.
Okay.
And made some changes to your instructed me to make some changes to your recommendations.
Okay.
And so you can see those on.
Do you know what I never saw that I even requested? Was the mayor's comments. They were supposedly attached, but they weren't attached to the email I got. And
You mean on the city council?
That's because I sent that out, but I'm not sure what it was that was.
It made reference to, it was the meeting the mayor and I both missed.
But it made reference to,
please see the mayor's comments on the general plan. They're attached.
I discussed the mayor's comments in the meeting.
Did they have merit?
So,
or were they just way out there?
No. They were just like everybody else's comments. There were some minor things,
yeah.
and we did make changes based on the mayor's comments, and I pointed those out to the city council. So
we should probably take that statement out of the minutes.
I think we probably should because there is no document that has the mayor's comments. They were just included like everybody else's.
Any changes of any significance that you remember?
Yeah, the most significant change, or that you would think is a significant change, is related to the legacy highway ramps that you guys felt pretty strongly about. And so the city council instructed me to put the plan back to its original condition of not having those highway ramps on the city's or the state's long-range plan. So,
any other fun changes?
You can come to the open house and complain to your council member if you'd like.
Kay.
About that. and I think
what time is that meeting?
Give me
5 to 7.
Time and dates again.
It's May 7th
at 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock, preceding the council meeting.
So they liked it in general, though. I mean, that's not a lot of changes.
No, they liked the changes that you made in general. I'd have to check, but I think they made a change to one policy that we added, and I'll have to remember that, and I'll email you guys. I think it may be the annexation policy. Here for this area of the city,
yeah.
But I'll check my notes, and if there is an additional change, I'll let you know what it is.
No, it sounds like they liked our recommendation.
Most everything else was fine. I presented the major changes that you guys made also was to the the housing discussion. You'll remember, and I pointed that out to the city council, and they thought that was acceptable. What you did to the plan.
So speaking of recommendations, this is off topic. I wonder how what the statistics would be of how many items the city council accepts of our recommendations and how many they reject and how many they modify. I wonder if there'd be any way to pull those stats. It would be interesting to see how useful our recommendations are, or you know, what's the value we add to the city. Wouldn't that be interesting?
I'll give you my gut feeling, and I don't know.
Okay, we'll
we have
it.
A council member here, so he could tell you more.
Yeah.
But my gut feeling is that they follow your recommendations pretty closely with very few exceptions. But I don't know statistically if that's...
And when there's exceptions, it's usually because something else has come up or, you know.
Yeah, that's what I've noticed, is that something will happen in between.
New information
and
comes
and
to
even
light.
To take that back a step, we're generally pretty supportive of staff's recommendations, and I think that's because we have a good staff and they do
a
good
agree.
Job. And, yeah. And you know, once in a while, we go, you know, stop, no, time out, you know, but generally speaking.
Yeah, the council, it doesn't always agree with staff, but most of the time, I would say the vast majority, and that's the same way with the Planning Commission.
And when you pick up the paper and you read about some of the other cities,
that's what I was just going to say.
It's just stunning what,
yeah.
What can go on.
That's not always the case.
Yeah.
Example, what was the last one you saw that was
well,
that,
the,
raised your eyebrows?
Is it Bluffdale or where was the mayor and the councilwoman, the two women were?
Bluffdale.
And I mean, these two, one was like the Relief Society president, the other was like her counselor.
Who?
And they wouldn't even speak. And
not friends anymore.
Actually, yeah, Bluffdale's council about 4 or 5 years ago was so divisive with the position of the mayor that that the state legislature changed the state's enabling statutes on form of government. So if you remember 5 or 6 years ago, if you followed it, the statutes related to the permissible forms of government for municipalities was drastically altered. And it was because it started because Bluffdale City Council and the Bluffdale
live?
Mayor. No, I didn't work there.
No, but don't you live down there?
No.
No. Okay.
No. But they had an ongoing fight that lasted for a long, long time.
The mayor, fired the city manager and brought her own guy in. And then the city council, said, we're not going to fund his salary or something, you know, and it was just.
It was all over who's in charge and what do the city's ordinances say. And so city First managers got kind of tossed around as evil dudes. And
I know they've had a, you know, they've had a issue there a long time because
they,
at one time it was thought to keep Bluffdale as basically rural and horse property.
Yes.
And in the meantime, that kind of concept has changed somewhat, and developers are figuring out they can't make as much money. That's one thing, because they can't get enough huts in there. And so that's been a big contentious because people bought in there thinking that there would always be 5-acre ranchettes, and suddenly that's
yeah,
changing.
Bluffdale was sued for non-compliance with the state's laws on housing and having a housing plan, which they freely admitted they didn't have one, and so they fought a court case. It went, I believe, it went and was argued in front of the Supreme Court, but. Could be wrong there. Anyway, it went to a high court, and the court found against the city of Bluffdale and ordered them to grant a development approval for a high density project, which is pretty irregular. If your city gets themselves in the position where a judge is ordering land use decisions, that's a bad place to be. That means the city's really given up its authority.
That's amazing. Yeah.
And and so that kind of opened the door, and then Bluffdale finally did a housing plan, which was required by all cities. So it's been a struggle.
They didn't
for that city.
So there had to be vacant land still in Bluffdale that someone wanted to put into apartments or something like that, and where everybody else wanted to be gentleman farms and ranch and these little ranch places. So they weren't digging up, they weren't bulldozing over ranch places. They're going out of virgin land, and and the city didn't want to rezone for it.
The city denied it, and then the developers sued. And one of the main reason they won their lawsuit is because Bluffdale had failed to comply with the state law of having a housing element. If they'd had a housing plan
that excluded them,
we don't want apartments in this location. they would have prevailed. Bluffdale would have prevailed, but they just flat out said, you know, we're not doing a housing plan. It's 1 acre lots or else.
Oh, yeah. You get it.
Sounds like they needed
somebody should have gone like this, write it down really fast, and there's our plan.
All right. Anything else? I say we adjourn.
Hey, thanks.
Okay. Do you have, you don't have anything, Kim?
You know, Draper could be trashed right along with
yo,
him,
yeah.
Hey guys, just a really quick, a real quick thing. Yeah, I forgot the Draper's flyers, but they have this special needs mutual production at the regional center Thursday and Friday. My daughters are usually in it, and I usually bring a flyer, and it's not
I've
here.
Just heard great things about that.
It's pretty great. My one daughter's been sick, and she can't be in it this year, and we've had tons of tears, but my daughter with Down syndrome is going to be in it. So it's Thursday and Friday at 7, and it's free. Bring your families. That you will laugh your guts out. They're just so enthusiastic.
At Regional Center?
At the Regional Center. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe if I get ambitious, I'll just text you all the flyers.
We also have, Linda, what's the date of the park?
Well, it's been on Facebook, if any of you have seen that. The Tunnel Springs
it's open.
Grand
the
opening.
Was in
it's not officially open yet.
The
11th, yeah. And we're going to have hot dogs and the ribbon cutting
where
ceremony.
Where's that?
May 11th?
May 11th at 11:30. It's the new park that's
so
just...
Sliding Home Park?
Park?
No, no, no.
Park? Is
no.
That what it's called?
Oh,
it's
not above that.
It's above that?
It'll slide into that something.
Oh, okay. It's a different park.
Yeah.
Yeah, is this the one right at the very top?
Yeah.
This
okay.
The other one is not even.
Head off.
Yeah. Good. I was going to drive to Sliding Home Park, so
good thing
that's not the one.
So it's at 11 in the morning?
Does it have a bathroom? That's what I want to know.
It's a great
it does.
Name.
Really?
That's
so
not really
interesting
that
they
put
a bathroom
in
it.
Open space or something.
I told Sam, I've had a gut full of hearing
trails.
This was never supposed to be a park. Dang,
it
is.
It's a nice park.
No, but the one we have, it's like it is a park. I don't want to hear it. If it has bathrooms, I'm not coming. I'm going to tell Stan. Are you training for this, or is she your son?
She's waiting to see if it's something that she may want to do. Yeah, I'm going to take Monty's job. So
for sure. Did she come back at all?
No. I mean, she came back to give a letter of resignation. And,
this is in
Foxborough. Yeah. There's not a lot of people who do that nowadays.
Yeah.
I think she came to the city council and asked about 40 minutes of questions.
So like right where another big center naturally
can
occur. You know what I mean?
I'm pretty sure it wasn't allowed.
It's huge.
Probably only had 2 minutes, but I talked for 45.
Yeah. And I talked to her
after. So she's organized a bunch of people. Flyer. It's really nice. You know, it just says if you want to voice your opinion about new high-density housing bill, come to these meetings and listen. So anyhow, I thought heads up, you know. I think that the more people that show up, the more they're going to see the general public. We're not going to attend stuff. I mean, anytime anyone comes to a city meeting, it's usually a good thing. I think very rarely somebody comes and leaves madder than they came.
Your brain cells just shut down there for a while.
That's why. That's why.
At
this
point, they left mad.
They worked all day long.
They left worse.
Yeah,
well,
ask how that
and
going.
They were mad at my.
And you all do too.
Because I thought.
I don't. I choose not to do it because I won't be crazy.
And I said,
I'll be
I don't
crazy.
Know
I tried it last
go,
year.
But it deserves.
I'm not doing it ever again. Never.
And I've kind of. I've had a few days.
They were furious.
Oh,
about
they were. I was not going to get real.
Yeah. And I'm here with Brian anyway.
You just don't have the flexibility anymore, though.
The first thing I did when I ran for re-election,
oh, that was
I went to Tom Johnson's house and said,
okay,
can I put a sign
being
in?
Flexible.
And he talked to me for about a half hour and let me put a sign in.
That was it?
Yeah.
Went right to the.
Because he was there.
It was only a key stakeholder. You have to get
yeah.
You went right to the Bears' den.
Yeah. And I thought, everyone that was mad at me at that whole meeting. In fact, I was down at the city at the St. George Convention. League of Cities in town.
Maybe it's a couple
and
years.
I was talking to this woman who's a vendor. She's like, oh, I live in North Salt Lake.
Mine too.
But you see what the opportunity might not
you're
be available
Brian
in
Horrocks?
Years to work with. I was just telling
you. I'm not supposed to not lie.
Yeah, and she goes, I've heard so many horrible things about you.
I've got brochures again.
She goes, but you're really quite a nice guy.